KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Three people were injured after a semi was rear-ended by another semi last night on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2005 Freightliner driven by 29-year-old Mohammed Saeed Mohammed of Fort Morgan, Colorado, was traveling east on I-80 west of the Avoca exit at around 10 p.m. when he had slowed considerably due to the driver's side door having come open. When the rig slowed, it was hit from behind by a 2013 Volvo semi driven by 26-year-old Daniel Matthew Marks of Omaha. The Volvo sustained heavy front-end damage and came to rest in the median. The Freightliner came to rest on the right shoulder of the interstate, a short distance away. The drivers of both semis, who were wearing their seatbelts, were transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan by Walnut and Avoca Rescue. A passenger of the semi, driven by Mohammed, 48-year-old Javier Angel Pacheco of El Paso, Texas, was transported to the hospital by law enforcement. Pacheco was not wearing his seatbelt. A Cass County woman pled guilty Monday in Cass County District Court to an amended charge of theft in the third degree in connection with incidents of theft that began in September of 2014 from the Atlantic Hy-Vee store. Online court records show 23-year-old Tiffany Lillard of Cumberland was originally charged in mid-July with more serious felony crime of second-degree theft for taking in excess of $9,800 by diverting Hy-Vee store funds to gift cards for her own use. Lillard waived her rights and agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge, which is an aggravated misdemeanor, punishable by a maximum term of imprisonment not to exceed 2 years, as well as a fine ranging from $625 to $6,250. Her sentencing date has not yet been set. A teenager was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon in Cass County. The Sheriff's Department reports 16-year-old Kane Melvin Cooley of Anita suffered multiple injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by private vehicle and later flown by LifeNet to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Officials say deputies responded to the crash on Eastland Road, three-quarters of a mile east of Anita, at around 4:15 p.m. Sunday. An investigation determined a 2003 Dodge Dakota driven by Cooley was westbound on Eastland Road when the teen lost control of the vehicle, which entered the north ditch, rolled over, and came to rest on its top. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $10,000. The accident remains under investigation. An ATV crash that claimed the life of a child in western Iowa is under investigation. And as Michael Earl reports, that accident happened Sunday night, just before 8 p.m.
The Crawford County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call in reference to a four-wheeler accident in rural Crawford County. As a result of the accident, 10-year-old Devin Owen of rural Denison was transported to Crawford County Memorial Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead.
The accident is being investigated by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. Authorities in Montgomery County say a teenager who was a passenger in a vehicle involved in a collision suffered minor injuries Monday evening in Red Oak. The accident happened around 5:40 p.m. at the intersection of North 2nd and East Maple Streets. Officials say a car driven by 16-year-old Lyden Bright of Red Oak was traveling west on East Maple when it was struck on the passenger side by a car traveling south on North 2nd Street. The other vehicle was driven by 79-year-old Carol Watt of Red Oak. A passenger in Bright's vehicle, 14-year-old Hannah Smith of Red Oak, was transported to the hospital later in the evening by her mother after complaining about back pain, but doctors diagnosed it as simple back spasms. No citations were issued. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,600. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County took a report about a stolen motorcycle Monday afternoon. The late model 2014 or 2015 Harley-Davidson Softail Slim with custom orange paint and pinstriping was taken from the Oakland area at around 1:30 p.m. Now you can view pictures of the cycle on the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information about the location of the motorcycle is asked to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office or your local authorities. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports some recent arrests. On Sunday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Tiffany Dawn Christofferson of Valley, Nebraska, on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Christofferson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. Arrested Sunday also was 32-year-old Trent Matthew Sewer of Walnut, who was taken into custody on two district court warrants for a probation violation. Sewer was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $10,000 bond. Last Saturday, 33-year-old Justin Paul Parker of Adair was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. Last Thursday, 36-year-old Heather Marie Christensen of Atlantic was arrested for driving while revoked. She was released the next day on $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Therese Schuring, age 86, of Manila, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Therese Schuring will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Delbert Anderson, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Delbert Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Alice Faber, age 93, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Alice Faber will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nora Brady, age 59, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Nora Brady will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Nadine Kilworth, age 77, of Exira, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Nadine Kilworth will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church, with Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Mary Schmitz, age 82, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Schmitz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Linda Christensen, age 60, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Linda Christensen will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Jane McCowan, age 49, who's formerly of Oakland, has died. A memorial service for Susan McCowan will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Carson Presbyterian Church in Carson. Recon V Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Keith Frizzell, age 90, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Visitation for Keith Frizzell will be on Thursday from 2 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, where the family will be present from 6 until 8 p.m. on Thursday. Jason Woodward, age 23, who's formerly of Shelby, died Friday in Houston, Texas. Funeral services for Jason Woodward will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. And Donald Donnie Moore, age 56, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donnie Moore will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.